and relate in the book the story of Moses. Indeed, he was specifically chosen and purified, and he was a messenger of Allah and a prophet. We called him from the right slope of the mount and drew him near for a private conversation. And we bestowed upon him from our mercy his brother Aaron, a prophet. And relate in the book the story of Ishmael. Indeed, he was a keeper of his promises, and he was a messenger of Allah and a prophet. He used to command his people to pray and to give in charity, and was acceptable in the sight of his Lord. And relate in the book the story of Idris. Indeed, he was truthful and a prophet, and we raised him high in heaven. These are the ones to whom Allah showed favor from among the prophets, of the seed of Adam, and of those whom we carried in the ship with Noah, and of the seed of Abraham and Israel, and from among those whom we guided and chose. When the revelations of the Most Compassionate were recited to them, they fell down, prostrating and weeping. Now there has succeeded them a later generation, who have neglected and missed prayer, and have followed their desires. Soon they will face destruction. Except the one who repented, believed, and performed acts of righteousness. Such will enter the garden, and they will not be wronged in the least. Gardens of Eden, which the Most Compassionate has promised to his slaves while unseen. Indeed, his promise will surely be fulfilled. They hear therein no vain talk, but only peace. And therein they have their sustenance in the morning and evening. Such is the garden, which we shall give as an inheritance to our servants who are devout. We, the angels, do not come down except by commandment of your Lord. To him belongs all that is before us, and all that is behind us, and all that is between those two, and your Lord is never forgetful.